This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Phil Olson, attorney at law. Olson is O-L-S-S-O-N, attorney at law of the this is of the Hensley Legal Group, address on file. Dear Mr. Olson, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Brandy Stigler, please note the following medical letter, period. Brandy is B-R-A-N-D-I. Stigler is S-T-I-G-L-E-R, period. On September 3rd, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 41-year-old female who was involved in an automobile accident on or about March 5th, 2022, period. The patient was a driver, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury in a three-car collision, period. Two of the other vehicles were in motion, and the patient's vehicle was stopped at a stoplight, period. Another vehicle ran a stoplight, hitting another vehicle that struck the patient's stationary vehicle, period. The patient's vehicle was hit in the driver's door and front fender, period. The patient was in a Camaro, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. No airbags deployed, period. The patient was jerked, period. Her chest and abdomen hit the steering wheel, period. Later in the day, she had pain in her neck, comma, low back, comma, right shoulder, comma, entire back, comma, and abdomen, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still having problems with her neck, comma, low back, comma, and right shoulder, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain that lasts 3 to 4 days per week, period. It generally occurs 8 hours per day when it develops, period. It is an aching, dull pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the right shoulder, period. New paragraph. The right shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain that lasts approximately 8 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. The pain lasts 12 hours per day, period. It is an aching and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the right thigh with tingling, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient where she was seen that day at Community North Emergency Room, period. She was treated and released after radiographic studies, period. Within 1 week, she saw her family doctor, period. She was seen there several times, period. They gave her medication as well as referred her to physical therapy at a couple places for which she has had several sessions, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems reaching above her head, comma, housework, comma, sleep, comma, lifting above her head, comma, and sitting over 3 hours, period. New paragraph, medications include ibuprofen 800 milligrams as well as a muscle relaxer, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes the above two medications, as well as exercises and a neck pillow to sleep, period. New paragraph, past medical history reveals a skin disorder, as well as knee pain, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals abdominal surgery in 2023. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her neck in the past, period. The patient never injured her right shoulder in the past, period. The patient never injured her low back in the past, period. The patient has not been in prior serious automobile accidents, only minor auto accidents, and none of them required any treatment or reporting, period. The patient never had a work injury, period. New paragraph, occupation is customer service, period. She missed 2 days of work. I'm sorry, she missed 2 days a week of work for 3 months total, period. So the patient missed 2 days of week, 2 days of work per week for 3 months, period. New paragraph. Upon review of her medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Emergency room records, March 5th, 2022, Community North. 38-year-old female involved in motor vehicle accident today, period. She states her entire left side of her body hurts, including her head, neck, and left knee since then, period. In the emergency room, they gave her an injection of Toradol. They did a CT of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis. Impression one, no acute process within the chest, abdomen, or pelvis, period. Two, gastric lap band is noted and appears appropriately positioned, period. Three, trace of free pelvic fluid, comma, nonspecific, period. CT of the head without contrast, negative head CT. CT of the cervical spine, no fracture or malalignment. X-rays of the left knee, no acute fracture or malalignment, period. Patient presented after MVA, no significant findings on radiographic evaluation, needs close follow-up with PCP, period. The patient was discharged in stable condition. Final impression, one, MVA, two, myalgia. Report from Orthopedic Specialty Care, Community Health Network, March 9th, 2023. The patient presents today complaining of neck and back pain, period. She reports she was in an accident on March 5th, 2022, where another car ran into the driver's side of her car, period. She had neck pain ever since this accident and was seen in the emergency room where imaging of her cervical spine was negative for any acute fractures, period. The patient also complains of low back pain since the accident, period. Denies any neck or back issues prior to accident, period. On back exam, there was tenderness posteriorly around C7, period. Paraspinal and trapezius tenderness, comma. Bilateral sciatic notch tenderness, period. Diagnosis is chronic bilateral low back pain without sciatica. Number two, neck pain, period. They did x-rays of the cervical and lumbar spine, which were negative, period. Community health x-rays of the lumbar spine, September 12th, 2022, history of MVA, March 5th, 2022, pain from base of skull to lower lumbar, period. Impression, no acute osseous findings, period. This actually was reported out on April 14th, 2022. CT of the cervical spine were negative for fractures, period. physical therapy, community physical therapy note. August 15th, 2022, diagnosis is chronic bilateral low back pain without sciatica and neck pain, period. More physical therapy notes, May 25th, 2022, feeling the pain more in her upper back, but her lower back is feeling better since starting the steroid, period. Her shoulder and knee still hurt, period. Alpha Health and Wellness, November 3rd, 2022. She initiated care with us on April 9th, 2022 with a complaints of progressive low back and neck tension following an MVA, period. She expressed an increased sense of discomfort in her neck, shoulders, and right wrist, period. We'll continue to monitor her progress through chiropractic care, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing her records, have found that all of her above treatment and treatment she sustained as a result of the automobile accident of March 5th, 2022 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, examination of the skin revealed a horizontal abdominal surgical scar unrelated to this injury, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm in the cervical area. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area. Range of motion was diminished with flexion by 18 degrees, extension 8 degrees, side bending on the left, 24 degrees, right 12 degrees, rotation diminished by 18 degrees left, and 14 degrees right, period. Examination of the thoracic area was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft and obese, period. Left shoulder exam was unremarkable, period. Right shoulder examination revealed mild tenderness, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 12 degrees, abduction, ABD, diminished by 8 degrees, and internal rotation diminished by 6 degrees, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed flexion diminished by 18 degrees, period. Flexion diminished by 18 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 8 degrees, period. There was loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm present, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 76 degrees right and 88 degrees left, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right knee jerk reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4. There was diminished sensation involving the right heel, period. The patient was unable to walk on her tiptoes, period. There was diminished strength of the right great toe, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, cervical trauma, pain, and strain. Number 2, right shoulder trauma, pain, strain. 3, lumbar trauma, pain, strain, and radiculopathy. 4, left knee trauma, and pain improved, period. Next number, thoracic trauma and strain resolved, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of March 5th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following 3 impairment ratings, period. In reference to the cervical area, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. in reference to the right shoulder, utilizing table 15-5. She has a 5% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing table 15-11, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing table 17-4, she qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these three whole body impairments, the patient has a 9% whole body impairment as a result of the March 5th, 2022 automobile accident, period. By permanent impairment, I am saying that the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in the cervical, right shoulder, and lumbar regions for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical, lumbar, and right shoulder regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. She was advised that she will need more physical therapy to her right shoulder, but she was not able to get it due to lack of insurance, period. Future physical therapy will cost approximately $1,800, period. Ongoing medication, particularly of an over-the-counter nature, will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some injections in her back will cost approximately $2,200, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.